That was Blue Jake Jump by the late, great Big Rude Jake on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Marissa Lennox, in for Sam.
Yes, Marissa, we received the sad news in recent days of the passing of Big Rude Jake. The Toronto-based singer, songwriter, musician, poet, and band leader was a friend of us here at Zoomer Radio, and he was just 57 upon his passing. Our own Lily Frost knew Jake very well, and she joins us on the line now to talk about her friend. Good morning, Lily.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking some time to reflect on Jake. What are you thinking about these days with the loss?
Yeah, so he fought really hard over the past year, and he fought publicly against cancer on Facebook. So a lot of people were a part of what he was struggling with. He left behind his wife and his son, and he's from St. Catharines, but he passed away in Hamilton. And he's one of these people who, I mean, his character was larger than life. And I've been working on a book for about 13 years, and he's a character in the book. It's called The Subterranean Jungle Book. And so I sort of interviewed him years ago, actually, when I first moved to Toronto. And if I could share just how he describes himself with the listeners.
Yes.
He says, "What really interested me was the world of film noir, early Bogart films and crime dramas with guys in big hats and snappy dialogue. I was really into reading books by Dashiell Hammett and Mickey Spillane. I even started walking around dressed like guys from these books. I modeled my dress after characters like Sam Spade and Philip Marlowe. I didn't do it to hit the dance floor. I did it to look like a 40s cop or a drunk or a journalist, like a character from one of these B-movies." So that's pretty much what he was like.
Oh, that paints a picture. Wow, that's great.
Tell me a little bit, Lily, you know, how he put his stamp on the Toronto music scene, because I know you've performed with him in the past.
Yeah, well, he was really into rockabilly, and he's been around since the late 80s, playing with bands like the Bobcats, Ray Kondo, Rang Tango. He studied with Moe Scarlett, who was a contemporary of Leon Redbone. He also spent time in France and was inspired by artists like Jacques Brel. So he's really bringing the old-time retro stuff back to life. He was definitely in the underground music scene. He obviously wasn't, like, you know, as popular as Michael Bublé, but these are the types of characters who actually shape the underground foundation and inspire people like that who go on and steal their ideas
right.
and make them famous, you know?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Do you have any sort of specific memories of hanging out with him, performing with him that nobody else would know about? Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. I mean, he's just a whirlwind. I did a show called Big City Social, which was at Lula Lounge. We did a few of these large events with DJs, dancers, dance lessons, rockabilly bands, swing bands, and burlesque. And he was one of the artists at one of those shows. And he actually forgot his guitar in Hamilton, so he had to go back, and I was just so tense backstage. But just in time, he pulled in a sweat and hit the stage, you know, running, and nailed it. And so he's like that. Like, he's kind of just all, like, loose ends, you know, crazy, chaotic, but bringing that energy to his, it's part of his charisma, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you can hear it in his music, too. You mentioned earlier that larger-than-life personality, and I can't say I knew him personally, but tell me, what will you then remember him for?
Oh, gosh, everything. The way he looked, the way he dressed, his style, the way he talked, the way he wrote music. I mean, he contributed a lot to the arsenals of Canadian history in terms of his songwriting. You know, there are so many artists in the underground music scene in Canada that people don't know about, like, just hidden gems, like, full of amazing songwriting. He's a great songwriter, great performer. So we just have to dig it up, and too bad we didn't do that sooner. And it's kind of a lesson to, you know, bring bring awareness to the people who aren't famous and revere them and honor them before they passed away.
Right.
You know?
Well, Big Rude Jake is gone. But as you say, we can still discover his music. And Lily, you are planning a tribute show. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, I'll be working on that for Zoomer Crooners and Songbirds this upcoming Sunday, featuring a lot of his work. And hopefully Michael Lewis Johnson, who did a book in his honor. I have to talk to Michael and see if he'll come in. Everything has happened so quickly, and it's such a shock. So we're just kind of pulling everything together as we go. But yeah, so everyone can and tune in on Sunday at 6 and hear the work of Big Rude Jake if they're interested.
Excellent. Lily, thanks for your personal memories of Big Rude Jake. We appreciate the time.
You're welcome. Thank you, too.
Lily Frost, not only the host of Zoomer Crooners and Songbirds Sundays at 6, but also the host of Zoomer Radio's Live in the City Saturdays at 2.